For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Like Paul Revere, former police officer Howard Wooldridge is riding his horse Misty back across America, proclaiming that we must legalize all drugs. Let's ask him why.
Howard, how's the state of Colorado treating you?
Dean, the state of Colorado's been fantastic. The response here, everybody's getting a little excited. I've met with lots of supporters. I've been on radio, TV, print, Rotaries, Kiwanis, all up and down the line. The ride has really taken off here in Colorado, due to, in large part, to a bunch of really good volunteers.
Let's tell the folks a little bit about what you're up to these days, for those who haven't heard.
Well, up to about one-third of the ride being done, and we've been here in the Denver area for the last 9 days. Misty's resting at a ranch north of here, north of Boulder, and I've been speaking 3 and 4 times a day to various groups.
And what's been the reception of those groups?
It's been sky above to the mud below. I've had a little frost in Colorado Springs. A lot of the other ones have been very, very well received, and a lot of supporters have come out to say to wish us well.
Tell us about the coming months. What will you be doing?
Well, I got to tell you that Misty's been having some troubles lately, a little bit of arthritis there in that front right. So this past weekend picked up another horse, a 6-year-old gelding named Ram, and he will become my main horse. And that way we can speed it up to a grand total of 30, 35 miles every day and get across America just a little bit faster. We leave out of here Saturday morning, headed for Ogallala, Nebraska, and in Omaha, and over to Des Moines.
Howard Wooldridge is riding across America, warning us about the harms of the drug war.
Well, this is Howard Wooldridge, your Paul Revere, signing off from beautiful downtown Boulder, Colorado, wishing you all a good day.
This week in drug war history, June 11th, 2001. The U.S. Supreme Court rules that the use by the police of a thermal imaging device to detect patterns of heat coming from a private home is a search that requires a warrant. June 13, 1994. The RAND Corporation releases a study finding that drug treatment is 7 times more cost-effective than law enforcement for reducing cocaine use. June 14, 2000. Best-selling author, cancer and AIDS patient, and high-profile medical marijuana activist Peter McWilliams is found dead in his Los Angeles, California home. Barred by a federal court order from using marijuana to counteract the extreme nausea caused by his AIDS drugs, McWilliams choked to death on his own vomit slumped on the bathroom floor. His federal prosecutors said they were saddened by his death. June 15, 1998. Random House publishes Mike Gray's Drug Crazy, How We Got Into This Mess and How We Can Get Out. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.